the thing that inspires me most about being a chef, especially in the Berkshires, is that the food that I'm using is right down the road.
Farm to table here is just the way we do things. There's nothing different about it.
Working with Berkshire Farm and Table and Fine to Eat Dine, Stockbridge's famous Red Lion Inn has launched its latest video to capture the soul of Berkshire County's dining destinations and the people in its kitchens or behind its counters.
There's a whole community of, whether it's chefs, artisans, artists, that all have a common bond, and that's that we live in the Berkshires. And I think that when outsiders come here, they just feel such a warmth and such a hospitable welcoming that it makes them want to come back.
That's Chef Brian Ahlberg of the Red Lion Inn. Featured in the video, he is also co-founder of Berkshire Farm and Table.
The arts themselves kind of all go together. I mean, people that enjoy the symphony at Tanglewood love a great, innovative dinner. The people that are on the lawn at Jacob's Pillow, want to have a really good lunch somewhere. And it's building awareness of the Berkshires as a brand, basically, through food.
Angela Cardinale of Berkshire Farm and Table says the idea of farm to table is a trendy topic, but Berkshire cooks and chefs have been doing it for many years because, in reality, both restaurants and farms dot the landscape.
We're not just saying we do it, we are doing it, we live it. Farm to table isn't something, a phrase we want to actually use because it's something that's trendy. We want to say, just come here and experience our food.
With many people already coming from the New York City area, Cardinale says restaurants in the Berkshires are trying to attract a younger audience in their 20s or 30s.
Mostly it's people who just care about what they're putting into their bodies and they want to know where their food comes from and they just want to have authentic experiences that connect to the region rather than just something where they're just going out to eat. And that's a very particular person. That's not, the masses. So we sort of have been trying to discover ways of reaching them.
Cardinale says the Berkshire Farms Market in Logan Airport draws roughly 1,000 customers each day, and less than a year after opening has nearly tripled its projected revenue. Working with Berkshire Magazine, Cardinale's group has created taste trails, which map out places to get cheese, charcuterie, and beer and cider. The Red Lion Inn has launched taste tours where it offers low-cost tastings at other dining destinations within a 20-minute drive of its kitchen. Each year, an internationally traveled event called Outstanding in the Field comes to the area where people sit down for a meal at a long dining table outside. Cardinale says the Berkshires have also garnered major interest from Find Eat Drink, a mobile app that features regional fine dining.
So they go to the chefs and the pros and they say, where would you go? And it's kind of that same concept of it's not necessarily the thing you would know about because it's not being advertised. It's the thing you would know about because someone on the inside gave you the scoop. And that's sort of what we feel in the food world, at least in this, in our region. You need to know about these places through other people because a lot of these small businesses don't have the resources to advertise.
Cardinale says it's difficult to calculate the economic impact of food tourism right now, but says 80% of the people who attend the Outstanding in the Field events are from outside the given area. And the hope of the video is to keep that trend cooking.
This is my Berkshires.
This is my Berkshires.
This is my Berkshires.
This is my Berkshires.
This is my backyard. This is my Berkshires.
And this is WAMC's Berkshire Bureau Chief Jim Lavoulis.